The Senate has just passed a package of tax cuts and spending measures intended to stimulate the economy. The vote was 51-50, with Vice President Cheney casting the tie-breaking vote. The House passed the bill earlier this morning. The final passage of the legislation is just in time to meet President Bush's deadline, and he says he'll sign the bill into law. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol. Couldn't get any closer than that.
Not a bit. It really just eked by. And just moments ago, too, it was interesting to see Vice President Cheney up there casting the final vote on this package that has had such a life. It's been incredible. But President Bush and congressional Republicans can claim some measure of victory today. Here's Senate Majority Leader Republican Bill Frist.
It means if you don't have a job and every morning you wake up and you open the newspaper and you're looking through those classified ads, that you are more likely to get a job after passage of this bill.
Democrats, of course, objected to the package in general, and Daschle spoke of, Minority Leader Tom Daschle spoke of the complex and windy process that brought the two chambers to a vote on a bill very different than what the Senate first approved.
I believe that our colleagues did the tax equivalent of a triple backflip off the high dive, and they belly flopped. It's a belly flop we will all feel.
There's a lot of athletic maneuvers there. So, with approval by the House very early this morning and now the Senate, this is done.
This is just about done. The only thing left is the president's signature, which he says he will put on the bill. He had wanted this by the Memorial Day weekend, and here it is, the last day before the Memorial Day weekend, and he gets it.
When might taxpayers start to see some difference in their paychecks?
Well, the tax cuts in the bill are retroactive to the beginning of this year, so that means that workers should start seeing bigger paychecks in July. That's about when... That's about when employers should start withholding less money because of the lower tax rates. Also, the IRS will begin mailing out checks to parents of checks for about $400. That's the amount of the increase in the child tax credit.
Will there be other ways to notice the effects of the bill?
That, of course, depends on who you ask. The major part of the bill is a reduction in taxes on dividends from the top rate goes from 38.6% to 15%. President Bush has said that that will cause a one-time jump in the stock market. And the idea behind that is that businesses will see that and start investing and creating jobs and doing what the intended effect is of the bill. Democrats warned that the dividend tax cut, especially tax reduction, could suck money out of important social programs and lead the economy into even worse shape. Democrats say that it is a cruel irony. In fact, Daschle is on the floor, Minority Leader Daschle is on the floor right now, saying it's a cruel irony that the Senate is now taking up legislation to raise the U.S. debt limit, the amount of money the government is allowed to borrow.
By how much will they raise the debt limit?
Well, they're going to raise it by just under $1 trillion. That's the biggest jump in history of the debt limit. In part, that's because the government is already running a record budget deficit this year, and it's on track to go more than $300 billion in the red for the first time in history. It's not new, though, to raise the debt limit that happens regularly under presidents of all parties, but it's never been raised by so much at once. Republicans say the reason why they're more concerned with the ailing economy and less concerned with deficits, at least right now. Democrats say this is another sign the Bush administration has battered the government into terrible shape.
Now, the House also voted to extend unemployment benefits. Is the Senate expected to do the same?
Yes. They're scheduled to vote on that after they vote on raising the debt limit. So sometime later today, they're very likely to pass the bill extending unemployment checks by 13 weeks.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook.